I wish you a happy Feast of the Ascension of the Lord, 3 days late. It was supposed to be on Thursday, remember? Most of us who are a little older remember Ascension Thursday. But some years ago, Ascension was moved to the nearby Sunday. So we're 3 days late, but the Lord still goes up. And I want to spend a couple minutes with you kind of looking at a few just of the details of what it must have been like when the Lord ascended, and then just apply a few things that the Lord does for us by ascending. Because it's not, again, just an historical event from 2,000 years ago that we say, isn't that great? Because, again, as members of the body of Christ, not just in some moralistic sense, but a very real sense, if Christ goes up, hello, that's us.
Yes.
We go up with him, amen?
Hallelujah.
So let's take a look at, first of all, I want to fill in some of the details for you that we get from other places in Scripture. Because, you know, it must have been hard to describe what they saw. You know, did he step on a cloud? Did he just go up? Did he go up slowly? They were overwhelmed by the way he was just taken up in their presence. Now, with that in mind, though, let me give you a few other scriptures that speak a little bit about the ascension event. Now, it says, I'm reading here now from the Gospel of John. And he says here in the Gospel of John, he asked, first of all, they were struggling to believe in him. And he said, what if you were to see the Son of Man going up to where he was before? And then he says, truly I say to you, you will see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man. Oh, church, church. That's why I've titled this message, Every Round Goes Higher, Higher, right? Every round goes higher, higher. But here we see a kind of a magnificent image that we're getting some of the details of what the ascension was like. The heavens were open, and the angels of God ascending and descending around the Son of Man. So Jesus isn't just going up like some lonely figure into the heavens, but rather the angels of God are ascending and descending about him. So this is part of the glorious vision that they must have seen that day. The other thing I want you to see is that in another sense, the Lord didn't go up there alone. In fact, he took multitudes. I said multitudes, myriads of folks with him. Let me read to you from the letter to the Ephesians in the 4th chapter. It says, when Jesus ascended on high, he led an army of captives and gave gifts to men. In saying he ascended, what does this mean? But that he had also descended to the lower parts of the earth. And then he who descended is he who also ascended far above the heavens, that he might fill all things. Now, what I want you to see, church, is that the Lord had gone down after his death on the cross. He'd gone down among the dead. Now, you know that before Jesus came, nobody could go to heaven when they died. They just went down to this sort of dark pit called Sheol, you know, and it was the place where all the dead were in a kind of a semi-comatose condition. And on Good Friday, the Lord died on the cross. And then he went down into the devil's trophy room. He went down into that place where all the dead had been collected by the devil. And the devil said, they're all mine. Jesus said, not anymore, not anymore. And he took back what the devil stole from us. Amen.
All right.
He brought us back to life.
He
went down among the dead, and the Bible says, he called out that psalm, awake, O sleeper, and Christ shall give you life.
Yes.
And so he went down among the dead, and he woke them up, and he began to preach a word to them. Now, I don't know during these 40 days if maybe he was going back and forth between the apostles. and down there and continuing the preaching. We don't know all those details, but the Lord had gone down among the dead to preach a word to them. So church, you see the vision, right? Now, by the way, I mentioned it to you on Good Friday, but in case you weren't here, I want to just say there's a beautiful second century homily from North Africa. We don't know the name of the author, but the author says Christ went down and he went to Adam and Eve and he woke them up and he said to them, "Arise, O sleeper, and Christ will give you light." And he said, "I, who am your Lord, for your sake, have become your son." He woke Adam and Eve up as he said that and prepared them to return with him, not just to some earthly paradise, but to a heavenly one. Amen, church? Amen. The restoration is greater than what we had. We now have even something greater. So again, I want you to see that the Lord had gone down among the dead, and there he had gone to Adam and Eve, and he woke them up and said, "I, who am your Lord, for your sake have become your son, and now listen to a word," and he prepared them. Now, on Ascension Day, the heavens are open, and the angels of God are ascending and descending on the Son of Man, and he goes up into heaven. And again, let me read you the text now. "When he ascended on high, he led a host of captives and gave gifts to them." Okay, so you see again, church. Can you see the great train going with them? The great gospel train going up into heaven. It's full of all kinds of folks that some of them we know and some of them we don't know. I just made a little list here, but think of the ones on the gospel train that day. Adam and Eve were there, and maybe Noah and Abraham and Sarah and Isaac and Jacob and Rachel and Judith and Deborah and David and Samuel and Isaiah and Jeremiah and Ezekiel and Malachi and John the Baptist, and one day you and me too.
Amen.
Amen, see church?
Amen.
The Lord did not go into heaven all by himself. He took a host of captives, an army of folks who had been waiting for him to come. Are you praying with me, church?
Yes.
All right, so we have this great vision, if you will, of the magnificence going up with Jesus. I just want to add one more detail. You heard it in the psalm today, but I know that Ruby sings so beautifully, you're just sort of thinking like this. But I want you to kind of get a little happy with me now. I want you to listen to what this psalm said, because it says what the angels of God, they weren't just ascending and descending. It says that the angels of God were singing. And what were they saying? Again, they were saying, first of all, it says here in the psalm, "God mounts his throne to shouts of joy."
Amen. Shouts of joy.
Shouts of joy. It didn't say whispers, did it? "The Lord amid trumpet blast." All right, church, come on. We got the brass section going, too.
Yeah.
Is it more than a brass quintet? We don't know. But there are trumpets that are blaring. And it says here, the angels began to sing, "Oh, you peoples, clap your hands. Clap your hands. Cry out to God with shouts of joy. For the Lord, the awesome, the most high, is king over all the earth." Oh, God reigns among the nations, and God sits on his holy throne.
Woo.
Church.
Yeah.
You gotta get, you gotta understand what was going on.
Yeah.
"Welcome to the feast of the Ascension."
Yeah.
"Jesus went up. We're still down here."
No, go up with him. Come
yeah.
on, church.
Yeah.
Pray with me this morning.
Yeah. Hi.
It's a good thing that God
yeah.
does. I get the privilege of looking and seeing him up there in glory right now in the rose window.
Yeah.
He's up there. Church, I want you to know, it was a beautiful day when the Lord ascended.
Mm.
A beautiful day. I do have it on the best of authority. I say I do have it on the best of authority that the apostles started singing an old gospel song that day. Just said, "I'm so glad Jesus lifted me." Satan had me bound, but Jesus lifted me. He picked me up and turned me around. Jesus lifted me. The Bible says yeah. they were filled with joy
yeah.
as they saw him go up in glory. They also said, "Your love is lifting me higher, Lord, than I've ever been lifted before.
Yeah.
So again, this is Feast of the Ascension, and I do hope that you've had a little moment with me here to savor it for just a moment. So just some of those, if you will, the first section of this homily, I just wanted to remind you of the, if you will, the reality, the facts of the Ascension. Now, I just a brief word about the fellowship of the Ascension. Some of you may know, but if you don't, my master's degree is in moral theology. And my moral teacher, Father Zilla, may he rest in peace, but he always said that the Feast of the Ascension was the great high feast of moral theologians. Why? Well, for two reasons. First of all, simply this: man returns to God. That is to say that now Christ has taken his humanity, our humanity, and returned it and restored it to the presence of the Father. And that is ultimately the great work of restoring our fallen and distorted and wounded by sin humanity, and the Lord restores it and brings it back to the Father in his own, if you will, perfect humanity. But the other reason is, you hear the word ascend, which means to go up higher. Now, there's an awful lot of negativity that creeps into our thinking, a kind of a hangdog, you know, I'm only human. You know, to err is human, and we seem to sort of want to hang out with our own sinfulness and say, well, I can't do any better. My mother dropped me on my head when I was 2, and my daddy used to yell at me, and I've got low self-esteem, and there's this kind of hangdog attitude that sets up when the church gives us a great moral vision that the Lord himself bestowed on us. And the great moral vision is total transformation in Christ, that we should see sin being put to death and every grace and glory coming alive. But there's this tendency that we have to say, well, that's kind of unrealistic. You don't really expect me to forgive someone who hurt me, do you? I don't expect you to do anything. I expect the Lord to do it for you. That's right. I'm claiming that the Lord can give us the grace to forgive folks who hurt us, to love our enemy, to even love our spouse, to love people who hurt us. The Lord can give us a grace to live chastely, decently, with generosity, seeing greed put to death, love for the poor come alive. Church, the Lord can do it.
Come on.
Don't tell me you got to do it.
Yeah.
You have one thing to do. I got to do one thing, and that's die.
Yeah.
And he has to live in me. Church,
Amen.
The Lord can do it.
Amen.
St. Paul says, it is not I who live.
Yeah.
It is Christ who lives in me. Yeah. Charles Pope's got to go. Jesus has to come on in. That's the Feast of the Ascension. The Lord can take you and me and bring us higher than we've ever been lifted before.
Yeah.
So the moral vision of the Scripture is not a moralism, as if to say you, out of your own flesh power, have got to pull off perfection. You know, you got to stop all that sinning, and you got to start being more generous, more kind, more loving, more forgiving, and more and more and more. And you're like, I am worn out. Stop preaching. No, you and I have got to allow the Lord to enter our heart, mind, and begin to bring us higher than we've ever been lifted before.
Yes.
You see, church, in this Christian journey, it's like going up Jacob's ladder. It's like a spiral ladder, and every round goes higher and higher. Are there any witnesses in this
Amen.
Church? I'm a witness.
Hallelujah.
That in my walk
Lord,
with the Lord.
Lord,
I am seeing sin put to death, and
yes,
I see
yes.
wonderful new graces come alive because, church, he has ascended. And he's taken me with him.
Amen.
You say, but Pastor, he's up there in heaven, and I'm still down here. What do you mean? Listen, if you get on the elevator and you punch the button for the 8th floor, the top of your head gets there before the soles of your feet, but all of you is getting there. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
And so all I know is he's already there, and I'm going up with him.
Mm-hmm.
It's happening in my life, church. Is it happening for you?
Yeah.
So again, please understand, all this hangdog well, that's unrealistic, and God can't really expect me to do that, and the church is unrealistic, and all that stuff's got to go, because Jesus has ascended. Are
Amen.
You playing with
me? Yeah, come on, preach it.
And the final thing I want to say to you today is that there are four fundamental gifts that the Lord goes up to get for us. You see, he doesn't just go on up there to, leave us behind. Say, I'll see y'all later. I'm going back up to Daddy God. You have a nice time down here and tune in occasionally. No, he's gone up and he says, lo, I am with you all days to the end of the earth. Amen. So he hasn't gone away from us, but he's gone up higher. And he went up to get four gifts. I'll just list them and then tell you a couple sentences about each. He went up to get us Holy Ghost power.
Yeah.
He went up to bring in the harvest.
Mm-hmm.
He went up to get us some help.
Mm-hmm.
And he went up to give us some habitation.
Mm.
Now, the first thing is he went to give us Holy Ghost power. The Lord says this in the scripture. He says, I want to tell you the truth. He says, it is to your advantage that I go up.
Come on,
for if I don't go up, the counselor will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. He said also that these things I've spoken to you while I'm still with you, but the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance what I've said to you. And yet again the Lord said, I have many other things to tell you. You can't bear them yet.
Mm.
But the Holy Spirit, when he comes, will lead you in stages to the whole truth.
Mm.
I'm a witness, are you?
So Lord, glory to God.
The Lord went up, if you will, bring us to, so if you will, to get for us and descend upon us the Holy Spirit. Now, we're going to talk about that more next week. I want to leave it there, but I just want you to know something. The Holy Spirit is the very life, the power, the love, the will, the mind, and the heart of God living in you like a temple.
Amen.
That's a mighty good gift.
Amen.
It's like a fire in the depths of your soul that's heating you up and bringing you up to the temperature of glory.
Yeah.
Oh, church, it's a great gift.
Yeah.
Some people just think it's kind of an abstract. I've got this spooky power. It's spooky. It's not spooky. The Holy Spirit is indeed a powerful force.
Yeah.
You know, you look at me. You can't shut me up, right? Huh. Don't blame me. Blame the Holy Spirit.
Come on. All right. Come on, preacher.
Now, the second thing is the Lord didn't just go to give us Holy Ghost power. He came. He went up there to bring in a harvest. He simply says, he may have been originally talking about the crucifixion, but he's also talking about the ascension when he says, and I, when I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men, all women to myself. Are you praying with me, church? He's up there, if you will, orchestrating a great calling in of his faithful. The Bible says that he sends his angels to the four corners of the earth to bring in the harvest, the age of the church, where the word of God is going out and the people of God are being brought in. Jesus at the Father's right hand. And I, when I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all people unto me. I want you to know a couple parishioners and I went out yesterday into Eastern Market, and we just held up a sign. Said, everything else here is for sale, but we got free prayer. And we were out there and trying to... So we had some folks, and we said, come on, you got some prayers? And we prayed with them, you know, and we spent about an hour over there in Eastern Market. But the idea is, I kept having this image of Jesus up there in glory, bringing in the harvest, all right?
Uh-huh.
Bringing in the harvest. You see, I'm just, if you will, one little way he's doing that. How about in your own home when you're talking to your children and your grandchildren? You see, the Lord is up in glory and he's bringing in the harvest.
Yes, sir.
Now, again, to bring in a harvest, you've got to first plant some seeds.
Yes, sir.
So yesterday, I don't know if we planted seeds or even brought in the harvest. I'm just going to tell you that the Lord knows all about that. All I know is I got to be faithful. Amen?
Amen.
So again, Holy Ghost power, harvest. Help! The Lord goes up to bring us help. Listen to this text. It says here regarding Jesus, book of Hebrews I'm reading from, since he has gone up, consequently, he is able for all time to save those who draw near to God through him, since he lives forever to make intercession for them. Church, he's up there. He's not just up there saying, what's on TV tonight, Daddy God? He's up there praying for us. He's pulling on his father's sleeve, saying, Father God, he says, Abba, he says, let's send out extra special grace. So the Lord is up there praying for us.
Thank you, Jesus.
I want you to know that there's another text I want to read to you from John 14. The Lord says this. Amen, I say to you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do, and greater works than these, because I go to the Father. Because I go to the Father, whatever you ask in my name, I will do it.
Amen.
Because I go to the Father. So he links his intercessory power to his going to the Father. So the Lord didn't go on up to leave us behind. He went on up to open up the hotline, to open up the bat phone. The bat phone keeps ringing up there, and the Lord keeps coming to our rescue. So again, he's up there, and he's offering us help. And then finally again, he simply offers us, if you will, habitation. It says here in the text, I'm quoting from John 14 again, in my Father's house, there are many mansions. And one of them, I go to prepare for you, so that where I am in glory, you may also be. And I will come back, and I will take you to myself. So again, the Lord goes up, he puts on his construction hat, pulls out the blueprints, and he starts building your habitation and mine. So church today, just some thoughts on the wonderful feast of the Ascension. Not just some event from 2,000 years ago that's hard to figure out, but a powerful event that they witnessed, and they were filled with joy as he went up. And the Lord went up, and we go up with him. And not only that, but he went up and he procured some gifts for us. Oh, church, Holy Ghost power. Holy Ghost power.
Yes,
get ready for next week. Prepare to wear red at Mass next week for the Feast of Pentecost. He went up to bring in a harvest, to bring us help, and to prepare a habitation. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you for going up for us. Church, we're climbing Jacob's ladder. I said we're climbing Jacob's ladder.
Come on.
And every round goes higher and higher. Why? Because Jesus went up. And if you're a member of his body, you're going with him. Amen.
Amen. Amen.